The following program is rated M for a mature audience. It contains coarse language.
Hide the kids and the easily offended. This is the Nate Darling Show, uncensored.
I knew it. I'm surrounded by assholes.
Now, here's Nate and the gang.
Alrighty, back for the Monday episode, episode 503. I'm not going to keep counting through, but we just passed 500 episodes, so, you know, going to make a little bit of a deal of it this week.
Yeah, I can't wait till we get those syndication deals. Exactly.
By the way, all 503 episodes available free on NateDarlingShow.com.
Free!
So you can go back and listen from the beginning if you want.
Man, that might not always be free, because I've heard that Earwolf has been showing some love for the Nate Darling Show.
Sure. Sure, it's not going to be free. Get it now before it gets locked away in the Disney vault forever. Until we roll it back out.
You better just download them all, buddy.
Get yourself an external hard drive.
You should probably make a Reddit, a subreddit, and then, you know, link to all of the shows. So,
by the way, if you're listening right now, go ahead and tweet it out on social media. Put it on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram yourself enjoying the show.
Yeah, you can even tag me, Jason Casey, if you want.
Take a selfie. Take a selfie and... say, hey, you're listening to the Nate Darling Show on NateDarlingShow.com.
I would love to get tagged by somebody that wasn't you or somebody at the Comedy Spot. You know?
It's funny. Twitter is kind of funny because we put the hashtags out. Excuse me. And I keep getting added to lists based on hashtags. Ooh. So like some account called Movies and Comics added me to the list. AC movies / pop culture.
Huh. Awesome.
So, yeah, I get random follows likes here and there, because it automatically goes out when a new show gets posted on Twitter. Be like, hey, there's a new show out, and lets people know what's going on. But yeah, somebody put you in this list, and it's like, oh, but then I remember on Twitter, I have lists and I never go to them. So I don't know that actually means anything. Hey, welcome to Monday, everybody. Hope you had a good Monday back at work if you're a Monday through Friday person.
Yeah.
By the way, if this is not your Monday, fuck you. You don't get your own Monday. You just work a different schedule. Sorry. Today's Monday. Yeah, it's not just my Monday. It's everybody's Monday. You know why? Because it's fucking Monday.
Do you feel the same way about people who use military time instead? Like, I mean, do you feel that people should use military time because, like, it's only 12 once in the day?
No.
You don't feel the same way?
No, I don't. I don't care about military. I don't care one way or another if you use or don't use military time.
I would think that with your strong objection to, like, you know, if Monday is Monday, no matter what, that, like, you'd be like,
no,
this
but there's
is the 23rd hour. It's not 11.
Well, it's 11 a.m. and p.m. There is a distinction between the two. There's only one Monday a week.
True.
You don't get your own Monday. You don't get your own Friday. And I have no problem with you coming up to me on a Wednesday and going, ha, my weekend starts tomorrow. That's right. It's your work weekend. Your work weekend can be Tuesday and Wednesday.
Yeah, it can be any week.
Exactly.
It can be any 2 days off in a row.
It's the end of your work week.
Or 3 days. I mean, some jerks have some jag-offs. Oh, I can cuss now, right?
You can cuss all you like.
Fucking A, yeah. Some assholes, you know, get three-day weekends all the time.
Dude, I had a job once where I had three-day weekends all the time. It was one of the worst jobs I ever had. Because in order to do that, I had three 11-hour days and a 7-hour day.
Oh, that sucks. Butthole.
It sure does. And
because you have to do everything on that second day, like that fourth, fifth day.
Right. And here's the fun part. My short day was the first day of my work week. Not the last day of my work week.
Suck a dick.
Oh, that is bad.
Yeah.
Suck a fat dick.
And my shift when I was working 11 hours was 4:30 in the afternoon to 3:30 in the morning.
Was this when you were a professional radio DJ?
No, sadly it was not. Even as a DJ, the worst shift I had, and it really wasn't that bad, doing overnights midnight to 6 a.m. That's not that bad.
It's not that bad.
So bad.
But when you have to go in the middle of the afternoon and you don't get out until the wee hours of the night, and the way the week worked out, I worked Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. So I finished work at 3:30 a.m. Sunday morning.
Oh, so you can do anything on Sunday.
Right. I didn't get up until noon on Sunday.
When you probably didn't live on the West Coast, so you could never watch football, really, because all the morning games and everything, right?
Well, I did not live on the West Coast, but they're not morning games. On the East Coast, they're in the afternoon. So basically, I would get up in time to watch football.
Okay.
The other person who had that end of the day shift, they worked Sunday afternoon at 4:30. So they would go in and run the late football game on Sunday, work Sunday into Monday, Monday into Tuesday, and then Tuesday into Wednesday. Either way, but their last day, their fourth day of the week was the short day. So,
oh, fuck them.
Exactly.
What an asshole.
Exactly. So,
and they've never switched with you, probably ever, did they?
You know what? I did wrangle it at a certain point.
You did wrangle that one.
I did wrangle that one because they had mentioned that they were going to be leaving. And I said, and I went to the supervisor and said, look, they're leaving anyway, and you're freaking killing me. Also, I never get to do anything on a Friday or Saturday night. You're killing me with this.
Yeah, fuck you guys. Pay me.
Yeah, well, oh, dude, I think I was making $7.50 an hour at that
isn't
point.
Isn't that great when, like, TVs, they got, like, how those small market TV stations, like...
It was more than I had been making in radio.
Yeah, well, I mean...
I will tell you that. It was more than I was making in radio.
And when you're in radio, yeah. And you're beginning...
I am a professionally trained radio DJ.
And if the public doesn't know this, when you work in radio...
You
like,
make dick.
You make professional broke ass.
Not only that, if you're not like the morning guy or the afternoon drive guy...
I was the afternoon drive guy, and I was being... I was working in radio. I was the afternoon drive guy. My last full time. Okay, my last radio gig, I did afternoon drive, and they paid me for the 4 hours I was on the air and for a half hour of production. I was part time.
What? That is the most. Even the guy that I worked for in Joshua Tree, like, you got an 8 hour shift when you were the afternoon drive guy.
Nope.
So you got insurance and all that shit.
Nope.
Oh man. Nope. Fuck them.
The one before that, I was doing afternoons. And then I had to be there to mind the operation because we went to satellite at night. So I had to be there until 10 o'clock at night. So I got a full shift, but I was making like $7 an hour. And the job before that, I was doing afternoons and music. And the guy who hired me said, look, we can't afford to pay you more than $5.50 an hour, but you can work up to 55 hours a week. Straight time.
Oh, man.
Straight time.
Oh, wow.
No overtime.
So, I mean, like, that's... everything about like radio, but at the same time, like when you're just starting out radio and you're like, hey, this is what I want to do
because it's fun.
Awesome. I'm like on the radio and people know who I am.
Sure.
Is like you work all the overnight shifts. So you're usually doing shifts where you start at 10 or midnight mm-hmm. and working through the night. And then you set autoplay on for maybe 2 or 3 hours, with
And you're board opping some satellite show or nonsense where all you're doing is punching commercial.
Well, what's that guy's name? Harvey, he did the top of the hour, like Harvey, it was like
Paul Harvey.
Oh yeah. We had to bring Paul Harvey in at the top of the hour. Like it was at 4. Anyhow, like, page 55. but you also have to work all the holidays. Because none of the other people work, like, all the full-time people, like, when you work Thanksgiving,
mm-hmm.
you work the day before Thanksgiving, you work the day after Thanksgiving, you work Christmas, you work Christmas Eve, mm-hmm. you work the day after Christmas, you work New Year's, because that's, you're the bitch, you're the little bitch, you're...
Well, when you work at a small station and there's only 3 full-time DJs, you're the bitch even if you're the afternoon drive guy.
Man, I
cannot tell you the number of times I rolled ass out of bed on Christmas morning to go in and play Christmas songs until 11 a.m. and then drove wherever to have Christmas.
One of my saddest days ever in my life was driving back from like a Christmas Eve party, eating Christmas Eve dinner at like a Denny's just so I could go work, like so I could be at work at 5 a.m. on Christmas Day,
mm-hmm.
And like nobody loved me at the time.
And by the way, there's nobody out there going $15 an hour for DJs. No, they're not doing that.
Yeah.
It's only for the fast food workers. Anyway, that's not those aren't our grievances either. By the way, we haven't even gotten to those. Before we do, though, this was interesting from New York State, which I titled "I Love New York." I don't really, especially New York City. Headline, detective busted for masturbating in stranger's backyard. An NYPD detective was arrested last Sunday for fondling himself in front of the windows of Long Island homes. He's detected Robert Francis. He was arrested after one homeowner in Rockville Center called 911 to report that a man was standing in the backyard masturbating. Francis allegedly entered the backyards of more than one home and shined a flashlight inside until he got someone's attention. Then, as the person was looking at him, Francis shined the light on himself to show he was fondling himself. Police arrested him around 2:30 a.m., charged him with public lewdness, endangering the welfare of a child, and trespassing. It was not clear how many homes he had allegedly targeted. And shockingly enough, Kareem, he's an African-American fella. You would have put $1,000 that it was a white guy.
Yeah.
Well, you would have lost $1,000. Sorry. Not okay. Not okay. And now...
Now it's time for the airing of the fucking grievances.
How do you figure out that that's your thing?
I don't know. It's a weird...
You've tried a lot of other stuff.
It's a weird... I'm guessing as a teenager trick-or-treating.
Maybe.
As a teenager trick-or-treating.
Or when you're just camping.
Who knows? It's very strange. All right. Let's see. Kareem, what's been getting under your saddle this week? What's the burr under your saddle?
Sensitive ass people again. So last week Dave Chappelle dropped his two new specials.
Yeah. Oh yeah, I saw one of them.
A fucking amazing. Someone took issue with his gay and transgender jokes.
Yes, I recall hearing that. I did not hear exactly what upset them, but yeah, I heard the jokes. He did warn people.
Yeah,
he was going into it.
He didn't talk about random gay or transgender people. He talked about people he knew.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if he had made a generalization about, like, if he had made some fictional gay person or did like a gay stereotype, I could understand you being upset. If he did a transgender stereotype, and then I could understand. But he talked about specific people and his relationship with them. And so I'm like, I don't know what the fuck you're mad about. So what you're really saying is you can't talk about a gay or transgender person unless you say something positive about them. And I'm sorry, but if you've ever spent time with gay or transgender people, you realize that they're people.
Mm-hmm.
Which means some of them are cool and some of them are assholes.
I thought his observations about his wife's gay friends were hilarious.
And they were.
And probably dead on.
Exactly. Somebody said something about him saying something about a lesbian with a flannel shirt, and I think he said Nike. But I was a massage therapist for a women's football team. Guess what? Some of them wear flannel shirts. Some of them are lipstick lesbians as well. So you're saying that because you're saying that I spent 3 years with them, went out and partied with them and everything, but I can't talk about them unless I say something positive about them. And my experience, all of my experiences wasn't positive, and some of the shit was, a lot of the shit was funny.
Mm-hmm.
So I can't talk about that. Like, no, get the fuck out of here.
Well, you can.
Take your sensitive ass somewhere and sit down in the fucking corner and shut the fuck up. Like, just because it's just ridiculous. Just everything. Like, oh, so it's like we were saying earlier, it's almost like fucking Trump. It is tiring. It is so, oh my God. And, you know, yeah, I'm not a part of the patriarchy, so.
I think you are.
Yeah. But I'm just like, get the fuck out of here.
I'm not, because I have a dog.
Bullshit. It's everything. And then the legging thing. I was like, no, there are rules. Sorry, there are rules in life. You don't get to fucking do what you want to do all the time.
Mr. President.
Mr. President. Or anybody else. There are consequences to everything.
Yeah.
Sorry, if I don't go to work tomorrow, guess what? Unless my girlfriend wants to feed me, I don't get to fucking eat.
Yeah.
Yeah. If I go on a plane with my ass out, guess, or go to the, show up at the airport with my ass out, guess what? I'm probably going to jail. I'm probably not going to be able to fly.
At the very least, they're going to tell you to pull your pants up.
They're
going
to tell me to pull my pants up. You don't get to do every fucking thing that you want. Sorry. It's just, that's just life. Life. Point blank, period. And we are, the fact that you want to defend or get mad about every little thing, like, fuck you. Stop setting your kids up for failure. Stop when you say, tell them that it's not fair. No, it is fair. It's fucking, that's the way
life is not
life
fair.
Life is not fair.
It's
yeah.
never going to be fair.
No.
That's like, oh, man.
I'm yeah. sorry. But but if he, nobody, it's weird. They complained about those, but nobody complained about him saying nigga or any of the black Joe City
talk. Which he said a lot.
Yeah.
Just going to say it. He said it a lot.
I'm going to make a post when I get out here. Say that I think Dave Chappelle said the N-word too much in his Netflix special.
I'd like to complain about Dave Chappelle and his liberal use of the N-word.
Yeah.
Like, he wasn't taking it back. He was just taking it out for a walk.
Oh, my God. He was so humble. He sounded like a guy. Somebody said he sounded like a guy who's lived in Ohio and he hasn't come along with the times. Like, what the fuck are you talking about? Like, yeah, he does live on a farm in Ohio, but he didn't say, like, again, he didn't say anything derogatory about the people.
He did not stereotype. He did not talk about the group. He talked about specific people. It's sort of like if you're doing an impression of somebody and they happen to have a specific accent, and you do that impression to sound like that person, it's not racist.
Exactly. I make it a point that if I talk about white people on stage, I talk about white people I know. And so I'm not making up some stereotypical thing about white people. I'm talking about somebody I know who did a specific thing. That's my rule of thumb, because otherwise it does come across as lazy
mm-hmm.
and what is it? And trifling. So I make a specific rule for that. Anything that you ever hear me say about white people is something that I've seen somebody do. And so I'm like, what the fuck are you supposed to do on stage? Just not talk about anything controversial? That's lazy, and that is fucking shallow comedy.
That's not what comedy is.
That's not what comedy
for.
Was for. Yeah,
comedy is supposed to make you a little uncomfortable, and then let you release that tension with laughter.
Exactly.
That's what good comedy does. So that's kind of what you have to do. Jason, are you? I'm sorry. Did you?
I was gonna say if you're a comic and you're not gonna say something to make my butt pucker a little bit, I don't really want to fucking see you.
Well, they're yeah, and even comics who work clean,
yeah,
because it's about building up that tension of whatever it is. So, anyway, Jason, what's been puckering your anus this week?
The fucking world. I fucking just want to watch it just fucking burn. I just want to see it just fucking explode and fucking, let's go for a ride, guys. Energy can't be created, can't be fucking, you know, doesn't die
or destroyed. I mean,
or destroyed. Like fuck it. Let's just blow up the fucking world and figure out what happens after all this fucking bullshit. Like, because I'm fucking done with every fucking one.
You're being very vague about this.
No, so I'll put it one way. Like, first of all, people fucking outraged and upset, like, about the Raiders moving, you know, and like, I don't give a fuck. I don't care. I really don't give a fuck, because the NFL doesn't care about you. So why do you give a fucking care about the NFL? Period. But I was having an argument with some family members. I fucking hate Vegas. I fucking hate Vegas. Why do I hate Vegas? Because it's everything that's fucking bad with, like, the world. It's like, it's everything's fake. It's manufactured. It does not really exist on its own. And, like, that whole place was made by fucking mobsters so they could fucking gamble mm-hmm. and have prostitutes.
Yeah.
That's the only reason it's fucking there. And if you tell me that you're going to go there and you want to take your family and it's a great family place and there's cool things to do there, you're not understanding what it's not there for your family. It's there so you can spend all of your money there. Like, and do you think when the NFL gets there that the hotel rooms are still going to be $100 or they'll still be $60? No. Everything's going to go way up in price because there's only 8 games a year. So what do you think is going to happen on those 8 game days a year? Oh, prices are going to be out the fucking roof. So, whatever. The other thing is somebody's trying to say that fucking the Chick-fil-A has the best fucking chicken in the world. I'm fucking sorry, but fucking Popeyes has better chicken than KFC, has better chicken than Chick-fil-A, and if for you to suggest that it's because of my because it's my it has something to do with my politics or anything else, like, go fuck yourself. Because it has nothing to do with that. Because Popeye's chicken is just fucking more superior. It's superior to all of them. Like, the reason I don't eat Popeye's and I don't search it out here is because my butthole does not like it.
Well, and you have to go to terrible neighborhoods to get it.
Your butthole doesn't like it.
My butthole does not like it. It gets, like, it would have an airing of the grievances if I ate some.
This is Jason's butthole after Popeye's.
Hey! Oh, that's way too chipper.
There's that, and then there's a...
That's what it's like.
Of course...
Oh, no, you didn't.
That's how I feel right afterwards. And it's because of the Louisiana hot sauce. And I just put so much on it because they give it out there like it's ketchup. And it's amazing. And their jambalaya is pretty good, too. And like, I don't get it. Like, and Chick-fil-A makes chicken sandwiches. It's not chicken. It's not fried chicken. I mean, it's...
No, it's not.
It's not fried chicken. Like, it's not... You don't get to say it's fried chicken. So... Anyhow, like, so that's some of the stuff that's kind of been pissing me off. You know, just fucking stupid people out there. So many of them. I mean, I could get into our president and shit like that, but I'm not going to get political.
Oh, that's just exhausting.
It's just exhausting.
That is, you know what that is? President Trump is the quicksand of happiness.
Oh.
Because once you get sucked into that, you just get pulled in and pulled into to that nonsense, and the more you struggle, the less likely you are to get out of it.
I just don't even fucking talk. When somebody tries to say something positive that he's done, I just fucking shut down. I don't say anything because obviously I cannot have a rational or real conversation with you because you're getting your news from places like Sean Hannity and other things, which have, like Ted Koppel said, made light of what facts and news actually are. You know what news is? It's facts and it's bland. That's what it is. Because that's the way news should be. It shouldn't be enticing, and it shouldn't make you feel it new, unless it's like the Vietnam War.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, like, it's so many. It's just, I'm so fucking tired, and everybody gets so upset about all these different things, and just I'm just fucking done with it, man. Like, then I go and I look at my daughter, and I feel so much better, and I just think to myself that's what I need to worry about, because. I hope she still has a good world to go to in 20 years and it's not laden with smog as the EPA has been cut and we're taking away all environmental protections and, you know, I'm worried as an asthmatic that I'm not going to be able to breathe in the world in a few years. Like, I mean, I don't know. I just don't fucking get it, man. I don't get, like, how do people think science is not true? Like, science is science.
Look, I didn't like science in school either, so I understand.
Oh, fuck, man. Science is fucking science. It's true whether or not you believe it. And you're going to be fucked. All of you people are fucked right now.
Well, all of us.
We are all fucked.
Yeah,
we're all fucked.
It's not like you can fuck up the environment for a few of the people. When you fucked up the environment, it's all of us. We all... Ask people in Flint, Michigan.
Yeah. And the thing is... These people don't know history. Like, okay, I say this all the time. The government doesn't just get involved just because the government wants to get involved. The government usually gets involved because people fuck something up.
Do people not remember when they had to redo the fucking whole Statue of Liberty because it had been, like, eaten away by acid rain?
Yeah.
And, like, it was complete, like, it was fucked. And, like, things were happening in all of the cities where acid rain, like... That was a real thing that was happening because fucking smog and pollution were so fucking prevalent in our society that it caused a natural change to happen in the environment where the water had too much acid and would deteriorate concrete, metal, everything out there. And pollute the rivers at the same time and the groundwater. So, You know, good luck. I mean, I hope that fracking goes well for you. I hope getting that fucking oil pipeline and buying all that steel from China goes well. I hope that that your fucking health care act that you want to cut through gets through. I mean, you know, whatever. Fuck all y'all. I'm just fucking done with them. Sorry.
Understood. I mean, there's two of the three things we need to be to exist: water and air. Like, if you stop the air, you're pretty much dead, like, instantly.
I'm sorry. I'm just like...
It is the airing of the grievances.
And I haven't aired grievances for over a month and
a half.
It's
true.
I'm fucking so upset.
You're all pent up.
Oh, okay. And also, like, I know you guys talked about Chive a little bit, but, like, now fuck Chive, you know, like, fuck Chive and fuck Snapchat, because now, you know what, Snapchat, like, Chive has this thing where, like, hey, you can follow these porn stars on Snapchat. Mm-hmm. And you do that, and then, like, you're, like, fucking, like, now I feel like I'm a fucking porn addict. Because, like, I need to delete my fucking Snapchat now because I'm following, like, five different porn chicks. And, like, I feel like I'm doing something really bad. And I'm not doing anything really bad because I watch porn. It's the same exact thing. But it makes me feel really like I'm doing something really, really bad.
The question is, do you watch porn on your phone?
Well, the Snapchat is okay on my phone.
No. I'm asking you this.
Oh, no, do I
you
do watch? Not.
Okay, that's the difference. And the other difference is your phone is out in public where other people see it.
Yeah.
You masturbate in whatever little cave you do with a blanket thrown over the monitor and over your head so no one can see because you're doing it with that sense of thrill and shame. And once that goes away and you're just looking at porn out in the middle of the world, it's all...
Yeah, and fucking... I mean, and they're normalizing it, all right? Like, it's fucking being normalized, like, for me just to look at fucking porn on my phone. And I'm so sad about that. So I think...
Sad boner.
Yeah, it's like fucking sad trombone.
Jason's got a sad boner.
I've had a sad boner for a long time
and
now. Look,
okay, and to get back to what I was talking about earlier about the delicate flowers that women aren't, the last person who I saw to watch porn on their phone was a girl. Was a woman.
Yeah, women want sex the just last as much two. As men do.
Yeah, so well, that's what I'm saying. So,
thank goodness, because otherwise we'd have to be doing other dudes all the time.
Well, and not only that, like...
Not that there's anything wrong with that, but that's not my bad.
If they didn't want to have sex with us, they wouldn't have sex with us.
Yeah, that happened. You know, let me think back. I recall that happening. A lot of not having sex.
I remember many years where my number one goal was to try to find a woman to have sex with my ugly asshole. Like, yeah. but not my ugly
I was
asshole,
like, oh, whoa.
But my ugly self, you know, I mean, yeah. I'm so lucky.
I can't really follow any of that. You know, I had a pretty good week. I really had a hard time thinking of anything that really pissed me off. And you guys are so angry, I'm just going to go with that. But here's what I will do for you, because I don't want to leave you hanging. I have a fun story. So I went out... at work, and I was doing a shoot with one of our weather people, and we shot near Sutter's Fort, and not really anything notable about that. It was just a nice location because you had a little bit of green space there, and park the van, and it's a van that's got the logo on it of the station. Hop out with the camera and the tripod and the person that's helping me, and there's this, I'm going to guess, homeless couple. They're laying in the shade under the trees. And she goes, hey, we don't want you here. And I was like, sorry? And she goes, we don't need you here shooting video of our buttholes as we try and toss our salad. That is a quote from the lady. And now normally you think, just ignore them. But I think, oh, no.
Yeah.
I put her mind at ease and say, oh, don't worry. We're going to be shooting in the other direction. And she goes, oh, okay. And then we take two more steps and she goes, hey, by the way, we're going to need a photographer soon because we're getting married. And I said, well, congratulations. I'll keep that in mind. And then I moved on. I thought you would enjoy that.
That's
right. looking at our buttholes while we're tossing salad.
That's you know, if you would have quizzed me and had me guess for 1,000 years, I would have never guessed that would be my interaction. Today at work. At work. Not in the building at work, but I was working at the time.
Oh, wow.
By the way, There were several field trips to Sutter's Fort at that point, and kids running around not 30 feet from the from these people just hanging out. And the chaperones don't really keep that close an eye on the kids.
Well, you should have made the guy, what I would have said is like, hey, maybe you should get some of these kids and show them a demonstration of tossing a salad.
Again, I'm at work. I'm not on my own time.
Next time, text me real quick if I'm close.
I'm at work, and I've got a big van with the station logo on it.
Fair enough.
So
next time I'll come in Facebook Live.
Like I can do anything about it. Well, they didn't want that. They did not want publicity for their salad tossing.
Well, no, I would let them know that it was just, I'm just taking some video so I know how they really love each other for when they get married.
Oh, well, the other thing you could do is go, you know, my wife and I have been talking about tossing salad, and we would love to know how to do it proper.
Yeah, it sounds like you guys are salad tossing experts.
But, and...
Did you watch them? Did they start tossing some salad?
You know, I never really kept that close an eye on them other than to notice that they weren't coming anywhere near us.
Were they in tossing salad like positions?
They were laying next to each other on
the
grass.
So that's definitely not tossing salad position.
No, they were not. I mean, it seemed as though they were just maybe thinking about it for later in the day.
I mean, tossing salads together. I mean, like 69 you can do, but tossing salads at the same time,
that requires a lot of neck flexibility, I would guess.
Way more, and like somebody to be way taller than the other person almost. Like, I mean, really, to get a good salad tossing, everybody knows, it really is just like a one person at a time type thing. Like, you can only get your salad tossed, you know, just like getting, like, oral sex, like, well, 69 sounds fun. Really, what it comes down to,
it sure does.
It sounds like it's fun, but when you get down to the brass tacks with getting some 69ing done, like, it's just a distraction while you're trying to do your work. You know what I mean? Like, you know, I'm getting it. Oh, this fucking blowjob is feeling fucking great right now. And then, oh, shit, I'm not fucking really eating the pussy that well right now. You know what I mean? Like, it's like, I'd rather just dedicate, you know, 100% of all my, like, you know, all my chi, all my energy to eating that pussy. Because, first of all, A, that's the biggest return that you're going to get. You know what I mean? Like, you do a good job eating that pussy. You may not get the best blowjob right afterwards, but there's one coming. You know what I mean? Like, you know there's one coming when you do a really good.
By the way, if you do a really good job 69ing, there's one happening right fucking now. There's something happening right now. And if you're doing it well, she is going to be into it more than at any other time. Because all she's thinking about is how good it feels when that's happening. She's not thinking. She's just going off of, oh my God, that feels so good. I need to swallow some dick.
I mean, girls just want to swallow my dick.
It's just point, counterpoint.
Yeah, I get it.
Point,
get
counterpoint
it.
On 69.
No. Everybody has, listen, I mean.
Look, I'm not saying you do it every night.
Yeah.
But, you know, break it out every now and again.
Every now and then, I guess.
Sure.
It's like a, you know, I prefer the birthday blow job. Or the birthday oral sex, you know, what's it called? Fellatio? No.
Yes.
And what's it called? Cunnilingus.
Mm-hmm.
You know, everybody that birthday cunnilingus and birthday fellatio, but you know, maybe the 69 is more reserved for like New Year's.
Sure.
Or like
Easter.
Easter.
It's coming up, everybody. 69 for Easter.
69 for Easter.
That sounds like a plan.
Yeah, 69 for Easter. And by the way, if you're feeling especially kinky, an Easter egg in the ass.
I mean, it depends. I'd have to want a quail. I'd do a quail egg.
Look, whatever egg you want to do. I mean, it doesn't have to be an ostrich egg, but I mean, if you want to, go ahead and go for it.
Oh, man. I was watching this one video where this. No,
that's enough. Anyway, a study has shed light on the worst thing men can do in bed, speaking of, and it seems women are united in hating this unattractive habit. Jason, pay attention. In a new report titled, "Do Women's Orgasms Function as Masculinity Achievement?" Yes, they do. The paper explores how masculine men feel after making their partner orgasm and reveals how men can hijack women's big moment to inflate their own ego. According to the Journal of Sex Research, plenty of men base their own masculinity on how good they are in bed. And it goes on to explain that men can ruin things by boasting about their own performance and making a woman's orgasm all about them. So running around the bed going in a celebratory manner is wrong. Anyway.
I did it! I did it! I conquered!
You came so fucking hard!
I conquered Mount Fuji.
The study asked 810 men to discuss their sexual habits and rate how masculine they feel after their partner achieves orgasm. It emerged that men who were concerned about their own masculinity are more likely to base their self-worth on their performance in the bedroom. The trouble is that the ego boost men feel after doing a good job is likely to just put women off, since bedroom boasting is hardly a turn-on for most women.
I'm sorry. That's some bullshit.
Hey, it's science.
Yeah, yeah.
You're from North Carolina. I understand. You're going to argue with science.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's some science. Yes, she might be mad about your boasting, but if you make her come like you make you make her come like that, she's coming back for more. Fuck you, science.
Well, I mean, like, not only, like everybody knows you don't go like, man, I know that was the best you ever came, girl.
Yeah, like Eddie Murphy said, woo. You make her say woo, she then, will give you the fucking moon.
And then after that, you stick it in. Like, you lick it, you stick it in. Like, you know what I mean? Like, you take, that's you don't stop, you don't. You don't take a fucking lap, like you say, you don't take a lap around the bed and say,
yeah.
Oh,
you're not going to do that anyway.
Yeah. Yeah.
Listen.
But I kind of get what they're saying.
Sure.
I guess if I you're, get that too.
If you, like, if you make it, like, if you make it to where it's like work,
mm-hmm.
and then that part's a turn off. But if you actually make her come, no.
By the way, if you do a really good job, she'll tell you. You don't have to sell. It's like, you don't, if you've got a good sense of humor, you don't have to tell people you have a good sense of humor. They'll know.
Well, that's why comedians make such good lovers, is because they know timing. And you can sense when
that
you're
and down the begging.
There.
The begging too. Hey, here's a disturbing headline. Spiders could eat all the humans in a year and still be hungry.
What the fuck?
Exactly. I'm not going to read the whole article because I'd like to be able to sleep. It's in the Washington Post. It's gotten a lot of attention because the headline, the picture is of a close up of a spider's face, and you don't want to look at that. But yeah, they would eat. By the way, there are so many spiders. And one of the places where there's a lot of spiders, Kareem, North Carolina. Ironically enough, the plague and pestilence of spiders have come.
Oh, shit. There's a shitload of them in Sacramento. We have a ton of them at our house.
I have a bunch of black widows in my shed.
Yeah, they're literally every house in North Carolina has spiders, and they will eat you. So there you go. Feel better with that.
Well, as long as they're not trans spiders.
Oh, sure. You don't want that. That would.
I would hate to get a spider that was in transition to mm-hmm. be a scorpion.
Oh, that would be bad. Bad time.
And now, the Nate Darling Show takes it to a simpler place. It's time for Small Town News.
All right, it's time to go back to the Press Republican in Plattsburgh, New York, for a little bit of Speak Out. Ooh. Hey, when we talk insurance and about paying for other people's stuff, please keep in mind that it's no different than insurance on a vehicle. We all share in the cost. My only question is, why does the health insurance have to have someone's name attached to it as a national requirement? America's healthcare sounds good enough. Well, because they wanted to demonize the Affordable Care Act as Obamacare, because they're a bunch of racists who hate Obama.
Exactly. And they didn't want to call Trump Care Ryan Care.
Yeah, and you know who didn't as well? Trump and Ryan.
Yeah.
Hey, our city has seen a great snow removal system and crew. The last storm made that clear. The city streets were abuzz with all kinds of equipment, especially late at night. The work was hard and the hours long, but the city was out from under most of the white stuff in just a few days. Bravo, Department of Public Works.
Give that person a fucking star for being a positive
sure.
person in the fucking world.
Sure. There's some positivity in Speak Out. Trump is golfing in Florida again, cost $3 million. His budgets, Meals on Wheels, his Florida vacation would feed 535,714 seniors. Immoral budget!
Oh, wait, look at this. This is looking up. This is looking up.
Secularism is just another word for anything goes. Then we have lawlessness. Now you know why we in this country and the world have so much turmoil. And there it goes.
Oh, man.
Here's to the ignorant person complaining about a dog at the Stafford Ice Arena. That's where the Plattsburgh State Cardinals play hockey, by the way. If you had noticed, service dogs and therapy dogs have been there all hockey season. So quit your whining or stay home. The fans love seeing them. Just ask them.
No, I have asthma and I probably don't appreciate seeing your therapy dog. If you need a therapy dog, you shouldn't be at a hockey game.
Why are you trying to keep people locked away in their homes?
Because, like, I'm sorry, but, like, therapy dog is a horrible excuse. Like, I'm sorry. Like, if you are blind or you're deaf or you have some other type of issue that's, like, a real impairment, but just getting, like, saying that's a therapy, like, get some medication then. Smoke some weed. Do something other than, like, you don't need to bring your dog around me. Sorry.
Grievances.
With a proposed law regarding student-teacher relationship, this would mean no teacher is safe from accusation unless they have cameras in the classrooms or have monitors in every classroom. No teacher of any kind should be left alone or vulnerable, as with a child, to be left alone or vulnerable for false accusations. We need to keep both sides safe. What if you have two crooked adults? Just raping kids. How about that? Have you thought
about
that? Have you thought about that? And finally, the person who wrote that he liked healthy New York but not Obamacare would like the government to get out of my pocket should realize New York State taxpayers and government were subsidizing healthy New York for him. You moron. So that's going to do it for Speak Out. That's going to do it for this episode of the Nate Darling Show, episode 503. Oh, so many grievances. And a fun story about tossing salad in the park.
Who doesn't like tossing salad in the park?
You know, that story makes me want to go do stand-up again just to tell that story to people. Because it's a fantastic story.
I want to mix that song up with Saturday in the Park by Chicago. Like, do a mashup.
Tossing salad.
That's hilarious.
Polk salad Annie. Episode 503 in the books. We'll be back on Wednesday with a fresh new episode for you. Always free. I think. No. My trip to Philadelphia is after next week. So.
Oh.
Literally the morning after we record next week, I have a 5:30 a.m. flight.
Oh, wow. Man.
So.
That means you have to be there at 3:30?
Whatever. I don't know.
I'm not thinking about that.
You know, I'm not going to think about that. We'll think about whatever. Not going to worry about it.
Don't worry about it.
All right, I'll sleep on the plane. It'll be fine.
That's what you do.
Yeah.
Have a cocktail or two and then sleep.
I'll whip $50 out at the airport bar. Because, by the way, it's $10 a beer at the bar at the airport.
What?
Yeah, when I flew to Seattle, $10 for a fucking pint of beer. By the way, if you're going to fuck me, at least use some lube.
You can get like a Valium from some guy, like, or something to put you to sleep. Like, you get some, like, oh man, I'm sorry. I'll try to find you some drugs. All right.
Thanks. Well, I don't drink beer because I need to get drunk to fly. I just wanted to have a beer before I got on the plane. Cause I had a little time to kill, and I'm like, you know, it would be great, a beer. It's not to get. I don't drink just to get drunk. So anyway, by the way, episode 503. This song is called 503. It's Hans Zimmer. And a bunch of other people doing instrumentals. So remember, do your Amazon shopping through the Shop Amazon tab. Oh, yeah, here's a little message just for you. Bye.
Thanks for listening. And remember to use the Shop Amazon tab at natedarlingshow.com.